I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, February 24th. There were 25 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with 167 active cases. Quincy's positivity rate is at 3.5%. The city is in the yellow category on the risk assessment map. There have been 146 deaths. Beginning March 4th, COVID-19 vaccines will be administered to eligible residents of Quincy Housing Authority buildings. Director James Marathis says Stop & Shop is providing the Moderna vaccines, and medical professionals will oversee the vaccinations, which will be given building by building, floor by floor, unit by unit, to any eligible resident who wants to be vaccinated. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says Quincy does not need a new Department of Equity and Social Justice. Koch says he believes those issues can be handled by existing employees and new hires. The City Council approved the new department after a series of public meetings regarding the issue, but it's up to the mayor to fund the position and appoint a director. Dedication of the new General's Bridge in Quincy Center will take place on the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks this year. Mayor Thomas Koch says he moved the dedication from Memorial Day to September 11th due to the pandemic, and also because construction won't be complete until July. He says he hopes more people can attend the ceremony in September. Attorney Robert Harnais and Quincy School Committee member Frank Santoro have both been sworn in as new members of the Quincy College Board of Governors. Harnais has been a local attorney for over 25 years. Santoro previously served principal of Quincy High School. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, February 24th.